That would be wonderful.
That would solve the problem.
That would make
by the
world
way.
A lot easier place to be in.
That wasn't the answer I got.
Anyone listening, that was humor before the meeting was called back to order. Now the meeting is called back to order.
I got some ideas, but I did find out that there would be a weight on your current extra rates added to the current to even put another option in of 1.5%. So you're
so to have two options, it would...
Well, I don't really have one, just an idea of it. But she did tell me they would wait it.
But to get one, everybody's rate would go up.
What happens is they, because you do get selection, the people that are sicker are going to take the upper plan, no question, and the people that are healthier that don't expect bills are going to take the lower plan, and so the 10.3 goes up, but then the lower plan goes down. But all that to say, understanding where Danny was coming from, and particularly with Ron's input here too, what we were looking at is how can we find a plan that would allow the county to not pay any more at all and then not absorb the 10.3% increase. If that's not what we're talking about, then this is superfluous. I mean, that you don't need an option to go down if you're going to absorb the increase. So I'm not saying that's what the other commissioners have decided to do, but I mean, that's the clarity we need from a budget standpoint. What can this county afford? And if you can afford to pay the increase, then that makes this decision easy, and you can go forward and have your benefit fair. If the county cannot afford the increase, then we've got to look at some options that will allow us to you know, a lesser benefit that you guys can live with. That's as clear as I can be about it.
Okay.
Just point of clarification here. It sounds like, Chuck and Danny, you're both in agreement of the county absorbing the 10.3% increase. Is that right? I think earlier statements you were.
For the employee.
For the employee.
Yes.
And you were for the employee.
Yep, yes.
Okay, and the county's 10.3%. You're for the county picking up the difference. I mean, there's two portions here, but it sounds like I'm not sure why you didn't second his motion.
Because he was including like $30,000 additional hit to the budget for...
$29,000.
For the employee.
For the dependents. Of the employee.
So if you broke this motion out separately, we could get part of it done.
Yes.
That's correct?
Well, I think so.
But, hey, I'm ready. I'm firing.
So why don't you guys break down that?
Okay.
Okay.
I make a motion that we accept Mercy's 10.3% increase. Mercy Covenant.
Yeah. Mercy Coventry, yes.
Coventry.
Coventry plant, yes.
Yes, for a 10.3% increase that the county will absorb that for their employees.
Okay.
That's the option one.
Option one.
Option one.
The county's portion only is what you're dealing with first.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm coming. Excuse me just a second here. That is a cost to the county at $357.90.
Yes.
Option one, employee only.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
I'll second the motion. Discussion. We've been around the mountain a lot of times. That means that if this motion would carry, that the county simply pays that 10.3 extra over what we're paying now, which is like $324 a month.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Questions or comments? Wow. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Aye.
Motion carries. All right, while we're rolling with motions and votes rapidly, since we have that information, what do we want to do? We want to nail down the benefits fair to continue then?
Well, I don't know if you can answer it yet. The question is...
All right, want to do a different question first.
The question probably would be, who is picking up the employee side of that increase?
Okay.
And if Rick was here, I think I heard $32,000 approximately is what I think I heard the difference was. Is that right? Is that what we heard?
He came back at $39,000.
$39,000 approximately.
And while we were off mic, before we called back to order, I asked Ron. Well, let me back up. like any of us sitting here, I'm all for the employees, you know. Yeah. Somewhere we have to draw a line. Mm-hmm. And I came in on the end of a conversation. You were talking about the city of Branson, I believe, John.
Yes, sir.
Does the city of Branson pay for dependents coverage?
It, normally, we don't discuss other clients, there's this public record. They vote theirs and put it in, so I'm comfortable. It's public record, and yes, they pay a portion of the family. I don't, Vicki, you.
I don't know the percentage.
I don't believe they pay at all, but they do pay a portion. Yeah.
I did overhear you say that outside of government, that's not a common thing. Is that right?
Vast majority of private businesses do not pay for dependents at all. When we look at our employee base, you know, we've got over 100 groups insured in and around this area. The vast majority don't pay dependents, and they'll pay a percentage of the employee. Oftentimes, that can be around 75% of the employee only. So I would, you know, definitely suggest that that's you'd make your employees aware that the benefit that's being offered here is certainly above and beyond the standard out there, no question.
And I have a bride that is applied for a job, and that's the benefit that they offer is 75% of the employee only. They do not offer anything for the dependent. So, because somewhere we have to draw a line. Mm-hmm. And also in the conversation before we got back to order was costs are probably going to keep going up. I think that's a pretty safe thing to say. And government budget can only, in my thinking, this is just my opinion, can only handle so much. And that's why I didn't, to answer a question, why I didn't second Danny's motion to cover the increase by the county on dependents. And as I stand today, I'm not ready to do that.
Okay.
I asked Mr. Houseman while we were at break, because I heard him saying he was in favor of doing that at that point, but I'm here now. You have a question, Ron, and the reason I ask you that is we got a budget to do. Won't be me on the final vote. You'll be the final vote. So if you feel like we need to do X, Y, Z, I don't know if this is proper or not, but there's no need of holding it up till you come along. Just as well go along with your desire. But as I stand today, I'm not for, we got to have, especially $39,000.
So you're not in favor of extending it?
I'm in favor of us, what we've already voted on, of course, and continuing the $100 towards dependent coverage, which I made that motion early. I'll make it again. I'll make that motion again, that the county continue to do the $100 towards dependent coverage this next year. And if, again, Ron, if that's something that doesn't taste right, please speak up. Speak up on anything, of course, but
the only repercussions of that is then when the employee spouse, when they at the benefits fair on Wednesday, they say, what's my family coverage going to be? And make sure I understand this right. We were paying
$516.68.
What you were paying was
$516.68.
And it will go up to
$580.20 is what I show. Now, is that for children?
That's the family.
Excuse me for interrupting, but how? Okay, I see. That's the new rate is going to be $1,038 less the $357. I'm with you.
Yep.
Continue, please.
So, do you have the employee and children plan? What are they paying right now?
They're paying right now $126.75.
And they'll go to
$150.11.
Okay. And then the employee spouse rate?
$240.61 is what they're paying. $240.68,
and they'll go to $275.69, correct, okay. What was the first number? 516.68? Is that what you said? Okay. Okay. So I just... So the employee...
But all this ciphering you're doing over there, you're going to come to a point that the employee, in order...
Yeah.
You or somebody else that has dependent coverage is going to be out 10 to 13% maybe, mm-hmm. possibly,
right.
increase. And my thought there is, now you said otherwise already,
mm-hmm.
but my thought there is that, and I think somebody else may have made this comment, that an employee that's paying for the coverage of their dependents
mm-hmm.
possibly will continue to pay for the coverage for an additional 10%. If they can handle what it is today, they probably will pay the extra 10%. Now, you're an exception, I understand.
Okay.
Just my viewpoint.
Pre-taxing will help a little bit, yep.
Ron?
Thank you. Obviously, going along with your comment, Chuck, that there's only so much that an entity can provide, and there has to be a limit. And perhaps that's a discussion for the future so that the county will know and the employees will know when that decision is made in a meeting in the future that here's the maximum we're going to go to. Once we reach that or attain that status, dollars from that point forward, as long as the county's healthy, are going to be picked up by the employee. Today, you're at a certain level. We're confronted with the 300 and what is it, Rick, for the employee coverage?
$357.90.
$357.90, almost $358. And you all have just voted, if I'm not mistaken, for the county to absorb the 10.3% increase that the county pays towards the employees. So the discussion is whether or not to move forward with any of the additional cost that the employees are going to be picking up themselves. Once again, and I apologize for being redundant, by not picking up long range, we're eventually going to have a group of employees that we're insuring that are costing us more money. If, in fact, we don't bite the bullet early, at least that's my belief, you're currently giving $100 towards dependents. If you would look at an additional amount, $25, $30, towards dependents, that's fair for everyone that's concerned as an employee. They have the right to select that or not select that when they pick that coverage. And it's going to come close to picking up what those additional costs are this year. But also have that discussion, gentlemen, next year as one of our priorities, or what are we going to do for the future when we have gone through this budget and we have done a financial plan for the future. So what I'm saying is, while you're asking to look at that $100 and continue it, maybe you should set that at $130 or $125 and then have the discussion that we're going to cap that in the future, whether it's at that level or at some other level. Now, if the county, in fact, declines economically and we don't have the money to offer those benefits, then we're not going to be able to do that. But
the way I see it, Ron,
yes,
is
sir.
Today we don't have the money. We're using our rainy day fund or use sewer dollars because we're spending more currently than revenues. Right, Rick? And so for us to pay what we've already voted to pay on the employees, we're taking that out of our rainy day fund to add to pay the 125 or 130 like you're talking about. I'm assuming is going to be similar to the figure I heard a minute ago, which is $39,000. So we're talking about that the employees only is around 112 or 120 extra out of this is the way I'm seeing it,
mm-hmm.
out of rainy day fund. We voted on that already. If we add the 120 or 30, or Danny's original motion, which is about the same thing, if I understand right, we're looking at another $39,000 coming out of that rainy day fund. that's where I'm saying I'd love to do it if we had the money, but we've got to draw a line someplace. But since it's going to be your budget, if you're comfortable doing that, tell me, and I'll make the second or whatever to Danny to that motion.
My point is, I believe that we can work the budget to find those dollars. It's the future that I'm concerned about, 2012, 2013, 2014, and we're going to have to make budgets for each one of those years. We have to have a long-range plan that's going to do that. I believe that what's going to happen in the budgetary event that's about to take place is we may have some suffering across the board, if you want to look at it as suffering, but there's some things that we need to change and adjust within this courthouse and within the county system. And I believe we should do that all as one package. Addressing the future, we're going to be talking about this every single year because rates are not going to drop. I'm not trying to be a prognosticator. I just don't believe insurance is going to be coming down for a while. It's going to be going up. So this is a discussion we're going to have every single year, and we need to plan for what's our plateau? What is our absolute cutoff? Where do the employees buy in? How much then the employee share will go from 10% to 20% to 25% based upon what future premiums are going to be. But we have to have that discussion. Do I believe that the county can afford the $25 or $30 extra towards dependent coverage? I do. And I believe that we can make that work within the budget.
Well, as we have each year, we have this discussion about insurance, and each year it's difficult. Each year it's went up, and as we look at my proposal for a operational balance of the budget for 2 years process, there's going to be some stinging effect throughout the courthouse. Those dollars that you take away from and still provide services for the citizens are ones that have to be evaluated very closely. And the three people that take that abuse for that are the commissioners. And I'm willing to take the abuse to reach an operating budget for this county and take the sting that goes along with it. So that's the reason I made my proposal. This is not something that would be every year, because every year we have to look at insurance just as we look at each other budgetary amount. So that's the reason that I wanted to go with the coverage of last year. We did great with the 4% last year. The year before we did a zero.
We actually got it down to zero last year.
Last year you started with 4%, and then it
ended up with zero. So anyway, I'm not doing the past or the. I'm just saying that I think that there's $39,000 approximately that we can find in the budget, and it's not going to be easy, but there's $39,000 that we can find and provide a service for those loyal employees that we have to the county.
If I'm correct here, the policy is $100 is what the policy is. Year over year, that's the policy. So a vote is only necessary if we're going to change it from the $100, Chuck. So I'm thinking that's why I don't need to second your motion. The policy is the policy.
Okay.
So there's no reason to second the motion because it is what it is unless it wants to go up or down.
Got you.
So
good point.
From that perspective. So if we don't decide or come to an agreement, then the bottom line is the message Dixie would give people on Wednesday would be they're going to see you would have the rates for their employee. If I'm understanding correctly, if someone says I want to put my spouse on the plan, their rate would be $240.68. Is that correct? I think that's the number I got. And if they wanted to, no, I'm sorry, no, it wouldn't be. It'd be $275.69. If they want to add an employee and just want to add their children to it, their rate would be $150.11. Is that right? And if they wanted to add the entire family, it would be $5.80.20.
That's right.
Okay. So that's the message you would give to people on benefits fair. I'm going off of your sheet here. Because these numbers didn't include the $100 we're giving to the employees anyway. So it's $275.69, $150.11, and $5.80.20. So that's what the if we don't make any more decisions, that's what the rate is. And I'm not for an increase of the $100, so I would leave it the way it is. And then so okay. Well said.
Other comments or motions?
So we done then?
You want to make a motion, or Ron made a suggestion, 125, 130, to increase that amount. That's not my thought is the best move, but
if you want Ron's not my boss, and so I made a motion earlier, and that's where I'm sticking with.
Well, the motion you made earlier did not have a number, and he's picked a number of 125 or 130, which my understanding would be the same as what your motion was earlier, that the county would be taking the increase of dependents coverage.
My motion had a purpose behind it for full coverage, and then I'll consider the rest of the budget. Necessities of the budget whenever it comes time, because I don't plan on you seconding the motion off his recommendation and me making the motion for you to do so it's not going to happen that way. I made a motion that was plain, clear, and simple that I wanted to cover, and I couldn't get a second for it, so that's where it stands. If you want to make one.
Okay.
Same motion or just pass?
I'll just have to reconsider it.
All right, so the motion you made was that the county pay the additional cost of the employee to put their dependents on there.
Yes, that's what I made.
So is that the motion you have?
That's the motion that I had. That I couldn't get a second on.
You want to make it again then, or you're willing to make that again?
I'm willing to make the same motion again. I'm not making it because somebody else recommended it. I'm making it because I made it.
That's clear, Danny, because you made the motion long before Ron made the idea. So
yeah.
It's your motion, no question. Okay, I'll second that motion. Mr. Houseman, that is what is doing what you wanted to do, correct, sir?
In essence, yes.
Okay. I'll second the motion.
Hold on. She needs clarification motion.
Can I have a Commissioner Strahan move that the county pay the additional cost
of the employee contribution? Is that correct? If I'm understanding
that confuses the issue a little, I think. For dependents, in other words, the additional cost, and to probably clarify that for everybody listening wherever they are, is that the employees will have the same deduction for their costs for dependents for 2011 as they have for 2010, and the county will absorb all additional costs for the...
So keep on going. So you can listen.
Okay.
To
yeah. Also. Okay. The county is going to absorb all additional costs, and the employees are going to pay the same thing they paid last year. That's a kind of quick and concise way of saying
that's
it.
That's exactly what it was.
Got a nod from Ron and Rick. Any comments? The reason I ask you the question is, I take that away. I would like to commission before we vote. To think about that some weeks ago, or ever how long it was, we said to the county, employees, elected officials, the whole bunch, that we're looking at making an 8% decrease in our
general county revenue budget this year. And we ask elected officials to start chewing on that. And I think they have chewed on that. A week or so ago, I think it was a week that we voted, and I voted against it, we voted to increase animal control budget by 7%. And I went on to say that that's 15% more than we asked them to give us. This is the second budget issue that we face this year, and we're not doing 8% decrease, we're doing increases. And I've been in favor of part of them. But we're talking about increasing more after we've said, we being the county commission, that we're going to have to cut 8%. Danny, you've came along after that, I think, and said that you were hoping that we could do it in halves and do it in 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
So putting words in your mouth or thoughts in my mind from what you're saying, by saying that, you're thinking maybe a 4% decrease this year to the county budget and then another 4% next year. Y'all hear what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And normally Rick would jump in and say something like that, it seems like, and that's why I called on you, Rick. You're our budget officer. Seriously, what do you see we're doing?
Definitely budget indications from this, and that means that we're going to have to look for other places to decrease our expenses. And I think you guys have been through that. I think we've been working on that all along. I don't know where those will come from, I guess that's the good thing about being in rough times. You look at where you can cut, where you can't. And you guys are making decisions, tough decisions, by the way. I admire you for making them. I'm glad I don't have to make those.
Okay. Other questions or comments before we vote? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Aye.
And if the record could show I'm voting for the intent or desire of the presiding elect, not in favor of myself.
You get a benefits fair now.
Okay, we can do benefits fair.
I have a signature I need. Okay.
Okay.
Have a recess, sir.
Anything else?
I think that's plenty.
Too much, huh? All right. Recess.